Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazz Z88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. X, can you tell Bonnie and Josie to come in right quick? Because I know they have to go sing in the church choir. And I wanted to say hello to them before they leave. Anyway, this is the 411 Show's annual Christmas party. And I'm so happy that you could be with us today, tuned in. Come on in, ladies. I want to catch you for you. I know y'all got to tune up and go sing at South Englewood Baptist Church. So I wanted to make sure I caught you. Josie coming too? Okay. I wanted to make sure I caught you before you got on your merry way. You always slide us in.
I do.
You know, and I want to, it's hard sometimes. People go to morning service. And I'm like, there's really no other time I could do this because they're going to be in church all day on Sunday. And I wasn't about to come over here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No problem.
Yeah. So
no problem.
And I just
slided.
We make
it work.
Definitely.
Okay.
Now, good morning, lovely.
Good morning.
How you doing? Scoot in. You doing okay?
I am blessed.
You are. Truly, you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told Bonnie when I found out that you two knew each other, I've been knowing you since time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew, I've known Bonnie 3 or 4 years, but I never knew that y'all knew each other. And that's like, how small is this world?
Forever.
Yeah.
Since my kids got me.
Oh, Lord. That's close. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, Bonnie Bonetta Bond is with us this year again. And Bonnie has, last 2 or 3 years, has been at the Radiothon helping us 2 days in a row.
That's true.
And then she brings others. Right, Josie?
Yes, she does.
Because, I mean, now I want everybody to know, I know a lot of people.
You do.
And if I miss over you and don't ask you to do something to help us, then just show up.
That's it.
Bring your checkbook. Amen?
That's it.
And a good spirit. You know, I never mean to intend to hurt anybody or leave anybody out. I know tons of people. Mm-hmm. And just come on.
But everybody has such a good time.
I know.
Those
just come on.
Wonderful.
I saw Mrs. Lawson is here, mm-hmm. Regina. And I saw my friend of 30 years, Regina Lawrence, here. And I've been knowing her since she knows stories when I was married to my ex-husband.
Okay.
Stories. So I'm like, girl, I don't know why I should put you next to a microphone. Yes. Yeah, I met her before I moved to Nashville after mm-hmm. I got married.
Oh, wow.
Long time ago.
Long time.
Long,
yeah.
Long.
Yeah.
But anyway, Women, John, here I go. The Whitworth Wiggins is here. John Wiggins is married to Ramona Whitworth.
Okay.
And John is the producer of Common Sense the Money Show. So when they were dating, I didn't even know that you know, because they would show up at the same. Ramona takes our photos.
Right.
Right. And then John has a camera and he takes photos. And then the next thing I know, boom, they married.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
So now I have to. It's a little
thing. There was
thing.
Something to that.
Yes, yes. So I changed his wife's name to Whitworth Wiggins.
Okay.
And so if I change her name, then yours got to change too. Okay. It's not fair that the woman has to be the only one to have a name change. But you remember everybody, John, from you saw these ladies at everybody. The fundraiser?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And doesn't he clean up?
He cleans up.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, no, Ramona surely has helped you, brother. I tell you that. Having a wife straightens out everything. And Bonnie, I want you to know that you're volunteering on behalf of HCA.
I was.
Uh-huh. HCA Foundation on your behalf and through your work donated $400 to support the station.
They did. They did.
And I'm like, every time you say you coming, I'm like, yeah. What made you do that?
To give it to.
Yeah, and what is this? The program?
Well, actually.
Gave it to WFSK.
WFSK is who I gave it to mainly because of you, Sharon, because I really believe in what you do.
Yeah.
And I'm a TSU alum.
Okay.
But I donate to TSU through my payroll donation.
Oh.
Every year.
Okay.
I donate to my alum. And so I like to do the HBCUs.
Yeah.
And so Fisk is right here in our back door. And I met you. I do know Persephone Fentress.
Yes.
And Derek Dowell works here.
Yeah.
And he's my friend from high
school.
He's
alumni.
Yes. And he's from high school. We were friends in the same class.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to give something to Fisk also. When I was in TSU.
To WFSK.
WFSK.
Right, because we got to stake out
our
own
stuff. That's true. And that's who I gave it to.
People know, because so it can be directed to the station.
Yes, and that's
how
who
we
I gave
have
it
to do it. Yeah.
And it's just, it's been a good relationship for me being in the 70s. In college, in HBCU, because we kind of worked together at that point. And so knowing you and what you're doing, I think, well, I need to donate to Sharon.
Well, you're
and
so good. Because so I wish a lot of people did that know me.
Yes.
Because I'm serious. I'm a nobody, but I get around, circulate. And I'm like, if everybody that worked for a company like yours did that for the station.
Right.
Shoot.
When I have an opportunity to give, I'm definitely giving.
Well, praise the Lord. We need it. Just like, for example, that microphone right now isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
We have to replace the component in that board, and there's $1,000.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
So, I mean, stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's new technology. So,
right.
Y'all know it ain't cheap.
Right.
So, I mean, just when things, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just, you know, we operate on a shoestring.
I'm glad to be able to do it.
Well, we're glad to have you.
For me to be able
and
to
you
do
know
it.
What you're doing too, so I don't mess with you. You said it my day. Don't you know, Josie? Okay. I said, no, you get my desk and all my comforts and my calculators and whatever you
every
need.
Year,
you
that's
you
what
get
I do.
You do this.
She handles my accounting brain.
She handles the man.
Yeah. I ain't had a moment of stress ever since you took that over.
I appreciate it.
I just say whatever you say, baby, because I know it's straight.
I appreciate it.
I mean, for real, for real. Josie, you are multi-talented in that you're a loving nurse, but you're also a business owner.
Yes.
Tell us, tell us about your company.
The Divine Miracle Adult Day Center.
Yes.
It is located in Madison, in the heart of Madison, and we take care of loved ones, seniors 55 and above, that have early dementia, cannot be left at home alone.
Yeah.
Like if you're taking care of a loved one and you have to come to work, or you need to go to the doctor or go to the gym and you cannot bring them with you.
Yeah.
You bring them to us, we provide a secure, safe environment, a fun, socialization, stimulating environment for the loved ones because it's not fun for them to sit at home in front of a TV.
Sure.
Because, you know, with dementia, they're saying the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
That's not just for the younger generation, it's for the seniors also.
Yeah, yeah. And knowing that that's the case, why did you select that particular group?
Because
of people?
My dad.
Really?
We took care of my dad for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Between the siblings and my mom, he had her early dementia. And I went to visit my mom in Atlanta one weekend, and looks like she was on her last leg. And I said, Mom, what's going on?
Yeah.
She said, your dad keeps me up at night all night, and I'm with him all day because I can't sleep because if you close your eyes, he'll go out the door.
Oh, wow.
So we identified an adult daycare. And I had several friends like Bonnie, because Bonnie dealt with her mom with dementia also.
Right.
And I was able to assist her of getting a caretaker in the home during the day. But what I didn't know, I found out after she had passed away, is that all that caretaker did was, you know, fed her, made sure she was clean, but set her in front of the TV in a corner. That's not stimulation.
No.
You know, she had to have some interaction. And a lot of people don't realize you have to have that patience and those skills to deal with seniors to have dementia or Alzheimer's.
That's true.
Well, you're a blessing.
She is.
You are
definitely.
A total blessing because that takes patience and love. It
She's
really
been
does.
A blessing to many of our friends and everything. Just off the cuff, you can call Josie anytime and she's going to tell you what you can do.
Well, there's something about, you know, a loving heart and being a loving person. you know, trust your loved ones with them. That's and be able to just go off and leave and not have to worry. That's beautiful.
I've had a lot of times, you know, seniors don't want to leave their home. But, you know, I tell the loved ones, I said, bring them by. Don't tell them where you're bringing them.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times they think you're going to bring them and leave them.
Yeah.
They'll come and they engage in the activities, and then they come back.
Yeah.
And I have one of my clients, you know, she said once she got there and enjoyed the first couple of days, she said, I don't know what took me so long to get here.
Wow. Wow.
And then she did like said, you know, disease progresses.
Yeah.
She passed away, and at her services, her daughter had taken a picture. We have a player piano that plays music because music acts socialization. And she took a picture and said, Mama played her last song at a Divine Miracle Adult Day Center.
Mm. Wow.
And it's a lovely place to be.
Now, where is it located?
331 Gallatin Road, Gallatin Pike South in Madison, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's across from Barry's Pawn Shop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Now, what's the number so somebody can call you? Do they need to make an appointment, or how does it work?
No, they can just call. It's 615-891-7412.
Okay, 615-891-7412. 7412.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got about a minute before we go to break. Josie, what does Christmas mean to you?
Family.
Mm-hmm.
The birth of Jesus Christ. And just giving and just having hope all throughout the world.
Yeah.
But that, you know, Christmas is every day.
Yeah.
It's every day. It's just like, that's why I come and volunteer my time at WFSK.
And we love her.
Yeah. I didn't graduate from TSU for FIST, but I did graduate from HBCU. I graduated from Hampton University.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
And then when Bonnie said, come on and help me, I was there. Because give back.
Because like I hadn't seen you in a long time.
A long, because we met at the, like the Black Caucus and
yeah,
all that.
The Legislative Black Caucus. Mm-hmm. They used to have those summits.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
were the best meetings.
Mm-hmm. But you know, when it comes to community, it takes a village, just
yeah.
like it takes a village to raise a child.
Definitely.
It takes a village to do anything. So whatever I can do to come and help and answer phones and pour a glass of water, whatever, I'm
yeah.
here.
Well, I thank you. I do.
You're welcome.
I mean, just to be honest, this station just is, we just get by off the bare minimum.
Well, you do mm-hmm. such great things.
Girl,
you
know, I'm working
really
for
do.
Jesus.
Yes.
And that's the mm-hmm. only thing that I know how to do. I can't
yes.
sit in here and, you know, do work for corporate and all that. I gotta work, mm-hmm. work, you know, because I'm able.
But well, you
yeah.
do, and
yeah.
you bring Jesus people.
Right.
I do.
Right.
You can
right.
tell.
Right.
Like, that's what
and
you're doing.
And you know,
doing, so.
Thank you.
And my motto mm-hmm. is, if you take care of God's children, He'll take care of you.
Yes, He will. Mm-hmm. Now, won't He? Yes, He
yes,
will.
Yes,
y'all
yes,
y'all
yes,
know
yes,
it.
Yes,
we're going about to go
yes,
to
yes,
church up
it.
In here. Yes, He will.
And He's doing it.
Yes, He is. Well, this radio station is a complete blessing to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Next year
it
celebrates 47 years.
That's a blessing.
And we, you know, we still standing.
Yes.
You know.
And that is wonderful.
And that is an incredible, mm-hmm. incredible thing.
Blessings.
Bonnie, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas means to me a lot of memories, great memories uh-huh. and family, and a lot of good food and
oh,
just
amen.
Fun. Just fun.
Yeah.
Christmas is always my favorite. It's my birthday month.
It's her birthday.
And so
when is your birthday?
My birthday was Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday. You mean I missed it?
Mm-hmm. You missed it, but Sharon, you still have time. I celebrate all month.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I still have some days
you
left.
You have time. But it just means love. It's just true love of Christ and
yeah.
church and people just loving
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
But once in the year,
yeah.
just true love for
yeah.
each other.
Well, y'all going to take it with you when you go.
We are.
The church better get ready.
I tell
oh,
you.
Yeah.
It better get here. South Englewood. Y'all best get ready.
I tell you, today is our 138th year
oh,
anniversary
that's
as a church.
Amen.
Yes, we are so excited.
You all having a big program.
We are having a big service at 9 o'clock today.
Okay.
Please come if you're looking for a church to
okay.
come to.
Okay.
Reverend Napoleon Harris
okay.
is our pastor.
Okay.
And we'll be glad to have y'all. Choirs are singing and it's going to be an uptown.
I know it is. I know
yes,
that it is.
We look good at the wood.
Yes,
okay.
We do. That's our slogan.
Yeah. Well, I know y'all sound good up
well,
there, too.
You.
I know you do.
Thank
I know.
You.
Give my best to Mr. Everett Drake, too.
I will do that. I'll see
yeah.
him in a few seconds.
Okay.
I'll be in the choir
That's
stand
my
with
brother.
Him.
Everett, I'm going to let him go so they can go on and get to the choir stand because he don't like late choir members.
No, he doesn't.
Love y'all.
Love you,
thank
too.
You,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And I want to wish you both the merriest of Christmases.
You too, Sharon.
And may
okay.
the Lord continue to bless and keep you always.
Thank you very much.
And success
Same
shall
you.
Follow
thank
you
thank
and the
thank
work
you.
You're doing to
thank
help
you.
people with dementia.
Thank you.
And I'm just saying that in Jesus' name, because that's a sweet act.
I receive it and I claim it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay. Thank you for and, all you do.
Well, you know, I just feel good about it. You know, yes. God is good, and He saved a wretch like me. So I mean, I just gotta do my best. That's all I can do. I just come to the realization it's not about money.
That's true.
No.
You know, that is true. It is about the love of it.
Yeah,
all.
It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
Hi, and happy holidays. This is pianist Tom Grant, and you're listening to Sharon Kay on WFSK.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Be sure to tune in on Thursdays to hear WFSK's Artist of the Week, win some brand new music, and stay up on the latest smooth and contemporary jazz releases. This week's Artist of the Week feature is on the holiday compilation, Carols, The Sound of Christmas, which features many of your smooth and contemporary jazz favorites. Hear from Jeff Lund, he's the Senior Vice President of Trippin' and Rhythm Records, about the brand new release. Don't miss the WFSK feature, Artist of the Week. During the noon hour on Thursdays, you'll hear prime cuts, an interview with the artist, and win some brand new music right here on Jazzy 88, Nashville's Jazz Station. Support for WFSK comes from Daphne's Delectables Catering and Special Events. Serving Nashville since 1993, Daphne's Delectables is available for parties, corporate events, weddings, or private events. For more information about Daphne's Delectables, call 615-865-8675.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You may be hearing about people having trouble making mortgage payments and risking losing their homes. Many of them just aren't aware of the options that can prevent foreclosure. There are many options available to homeowners, such as repayment and forbearance plans, loan modifications, and even refinancing. Where does someone go for help? They should talk directly with their lender or a qualified HUD-approved counseling agency. Both can provide helpful information without charging a fee. According to PMI Mortgage Insurance Company, it's not a good idea to pay for services that you can get for free from a lender or a qualified nonprofit counseling agency. To learn more, visit HomeSafePMI.com or call HUD at 1-800-569-4287 for a counseling agency near you. That's 1-800-569-4287. This message is brought to you by PMI, supporting sustainable home ownership that strengthens communities.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411? Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is all late today on this thing. I'm like, oh, Lord. But, you know, my heart is good. You know, the Father is good and being able to, you know, I have a script and I have just had to throw it out the window today. Just, you know, it just, the cart fell off the wagon, fell off the track. But, you know, this is radio. Who knows? They don't know this. Nobody knows this. It's, we're recording, by the way, this show to re-air next week so that Sharon Kay and X can have a couple of days off, praise the Lord. So, Mrs. L, you get your husband back next weekend. Mrs. Lawson, you get him back and next Sunday. And the university is already closed for the holidays. But, you know, we have, I feel in my heart that we have earned the right to rest. And so we're going to do it. And I'm going to cook because I got family coming. X, I forgot to ask you, in my tradition.
Okay.
You all right today? How you doing?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I just, you know, it just is like this is the last thing of the year for me to do.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm almost got all the programming ready and all the music ready, Christmas music. As soon as I get it done, it's time for Christmas. Duh.
It is, yeah.
You know, but we have a great sound. Have you all been listening to the Christmas music at the station?
Hmm.
Have you been listening?
Okay. You know they're going to say yeah.
Okay. Are their mics on?
Their mics are on.
Oh, okay. Now, have y'all been listening to the Christmas music at the station?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Because if you said no, we're going to open the door.
Tell them the name. Tell them to name their favorite song.
He said name your favorite song. X, that's too much. Okay, their favorite song is the next two they're about to sing.
There it
okay.
is.
In the town of Bethlehem.
Yeah, and Gary, you're going to lead us this time. Lean down and tell us what we're getting ready to hear.
I'm sorry, what?
What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear O Little Town of Bethlehem
uh-huh.
and Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Excellent. Okay.
And we have to sing it twice as fast because we're late.
No, okay. Just do. You know, we got time. Yeah, we got time. So I can sit back and watch y'all.
Everybody ready?
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all
Come on. All right, that was great. That was good. Gary, you just did good.
Thank you.
You could earn this job again.
Hey.
You are kidding.
Well, the money is so good.
Okay. Over the phone right now. Surprise. Mayor Cooper, is that you?
That's me, Sharon. Here I am. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good. I have a little bit of a Christmas cold, so I hope you don't mind my calling in.
No, I'm always happy to hear your voice.
I can't. Well, good. Good to hear you. Can you hear me well enough?
Yes, I do. You sound kind of nasally. Are you stopped up?
It's all true. I better hurry up and recover, but I bet you're glad I'm not in the studio there.
Well, we're going to get you well so you can be here next year because you're missing all this fun and festivity. Mayor Erica Lathan said you could do a solo over the phone.
Okay.
He's laughing. Right.
You may not want to hear that.
He can sing bass or something, you know.
I can rumble along.
Yeah, no question about it. Mayor, I've been asking some of the folks that have been in the studios and in and out with us this morning, what does Christmas mean to them? What does it mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. We've had Thanksgiving, but this is double Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, the moment to understand God's blessings on all of us and to give thanks and to have a better, even better year ahead with his or her grace and this beautiful creation that we live in and the blessing of his love.
Well, amen.
So, now, amen. Amen.
Well, and let me ask this. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, what a great question. I think I need a new pair of running shoes.
Okay, let's
I like really cool ones. Not bad running shoes, like real running shoes. So
he wants some running shoes.
I think that's where we are.
Okay. Now, what does the city of Nashville want for Christmas?
Well, I think the city of Nashville wants a plan to how we deal with all of our big problems.
Yeah.
You know, and that's education and public safety and transportation and affordable housing. To get us where to get us investment back in our neighborhoods to where we have confidence that we're going to continue to be a great city where everybody wants to be and in a livable one.
Yeah.
And we're not being displacing our folks out. Now, in the meantime, is in the papers a little bit, we're going to have some more cash balances in our checking account, and we're going to have to figure out how to pay for our retirees' health benefits, which are two more kind of challenges going forward along with the big four, which is education, public safety, transportation, and affordable housing.
Definitely. Well, Mayor, there's some people here. I want them to each of them say their name and Merry Christmas to you, okay? So you can,
wonderful.
Tennille, you want to start?
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Give him your name,
Tennille.
Hi there. Hi, Mayor. It's Erica Lathan with Addiction Campuses. A very Merry Christmas to you and the city of Nashville.
Cool. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Kent Wallace from the Department of Physics at Fisk University. Merry Christmas to you, Mayor.
Oh, my gosh. Physics always makes me nervous when I hear that.
Merry Christmas,
That's
Mayor.
So great. Merry Christmas.
This is Martha Day Brown, Green Room Hostess.
Well,
Merry
Martha,
Christmas, Mayor.
Merry Christmas.
My name is Regina.
It's a great 2020.
Good long friends with Sharon Kay, and I also work with Mr. Howard Gentry.
Yes.
I'm Ellen Pryor of the Frist Art Museum.
I understand
Merry
he's
Christmas
had
to
a
you, Mr. Mayor.
Loss, and all of Nashville thinks of him and his family, and just one of the great families in Nashville history.
Definitely. Mr. Mayor, I'm Ellen Pryor with the Frist Art Museum. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to Nashville.
Oh, Ellen, nice to hear your voice
Ellen.
On
See,
air.
Everybody knows, Ellen.
Ellen, yes, Ellen, right, the breath.
Good morning, Mayor. This is Councilman O'Connell.
Oh, my gosh, Freddie, how are you? Uh-uh. This is a Christmas show.
I told you I got a hodgepodge here. Come on. Who's next?
Oh. Good morning, Mayor. I am Mrs. X-Men. Merry Christmas to you.
And a voice. Yeah, and a voice.
That's X's wife. That's Mrs. L. Come on. Who's next?
Hey. Good morning. How are you? This is Lisa Spells, and I look forward to doing lots of good things for the community with you in concert 2020.
Uh-oh.
Merry Christmas.
I love the in concert. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Who's next? Who's next? Okay, wait a minute. We got a couple more. Hold on. See what you're missing?
I am.
Merry Christmas, Mayor Cooper. This is Ramona Wiggins. I'm the Fist Media personnel.
Ramona.
All
Merry
right.
Christmas.
Okay, she makes us look good in photos. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
That's what I need. Hard to do, though.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. This is Amos Jackson. A Happy New Year as well.
All right.
Well, Amos, Happy New Year.
He said Happy New Year to you. Oh, Gary, go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Mayor. This is Gary Brumberg. I'm a recent transplant from L.A. I've joined the Jazzy 88 team, and I'm pleased to be here.
And he's a great singer, too, by the way. He's a real singer. The rest of us are fake.
All right. Well, let's get him to sing in a moment. And I think, well, I guess it's Christmas. Welcome to all of you folks from California.
All right. Everybody from California visiting. I have a relative coming from L.A. next week. So one more. We got one more.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Mayor. This is John Wiggins, and I'm the producer for Common Sense with Fisk 88.1.
He's one of our talk show
Very
producers.
Very good.
So let's give the mayor a hand this morning and get well. Thank you, Mayor.
You got it.
Thank
you. All right. Thank all of you. All right. You're a wonderful
All right. We'll see. We'll hope you get well, and we'll see you in 2020, okay?
Thank you, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. He was nasally, y'all. He did sound nasally. That was a surprise because I didn't know that was going to get pulled off. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, every mayor, every year, and council people come here every year. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, is the 18th party. So thank you, Lord, for working that out. Now, speaking of such, it is time for the mail chorus. So, ladies, it's your exit stage right. And mail chorus, please. Councilman McConnell,
okay.
This is his favorite part. And Councilman, lean down right here. Councilman Freddie McConnell, this is y'all get your music now. Okay, now don't tell me that the ladies weren't supposed to get it. They were supposed to get just the lady music. I saw somebody, a female, with the man music. Okay, Councilman O'Connell.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
You know, it's been one of those weeks, Sharon.
I know. This week has been particularly stressful. You know, it has.
We had 8 straight days of household illness, and, you know,
it's just been.
And things are going around. We've heard multiple schools have multiple kids out.
Yeah.
It's just, So I would remind everybody to get their flu shots.
Definitely. I'm going to get mine this week.
They're free. If you go to Publix, they'll give you $10.
They do what?
They'll give you a $10 gift card if you go over to Publix.
You are kidding.
I'm not kidding. And if you don't want to go to Publix, then, you know, you can go get it at Metro Health.
So it's free at Publix?
Mm-hmm.
And a $10 gift card?
And a $10 gift card.
I'm on my way home today. On my way home. Now, that's what I'm going to do on my way home. I surely am. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good incentive.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. Okay, now, Gary, this is the assembled quartet.
We are a quartet.
Yes, y'all are. And you are going to lead us this morning in the two songs that we have for our mail course.
That's right.
And
Sharon.
And those are, what two songs are
we'll
we
be ha- singing We Three Kings
and
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
All right. And
we are ready.
Okay. The key. Do you need the key? Okay.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountains, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king. Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing ever o'er us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King of God of sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas doth bring redeeming grace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Give yourselves a hand. That was great job, y'all. Great job, great job.
All right, all right. Thank you, guys. Councilman, hey guys, stay. Stay. Gary, you get ready to sing your song. And you sing it from that side. Go over to that side.
In there? Okay.
Councilman, let me spend a few minutes with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then so we can get the district news. How you doing, Councilman O'Connell?
Doing very well. I think, you know, as you were saying that about this being the 18th celebration, I was thinking, I'm now on my fifth straight.
Yes, you are.
Pretty good track.
And I'm always excited to know that, you know, it's important enough to you.
Oh,
because you get stuff galore. I know you do.
I do, and it's funny because when you are, especially I think in public service, mm-hmm. this really is the season. There is no end of invitations Mm-mm. to celebrations and gatherings and those kinds of things. But, you know, you know as well as I do that not only is Fisk University, but WFSK as a part of Fisk University, yeah. just jewels of this community.
Thank you.
And you have to honor those.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and, you know, some stuff is... because we get boatloads of community events and activities. Like, they come in here like machine gun fire.
I can't even imagine.
And sometimes I'll be like, oh, Lord. You know, you want to help everybody and do it. It's hard, too.
Well, so how often, I'm just curious, how often do you go out as opposed to bringing people in? I mean, do you get out there and make the rounds?
Well, you know, not as much as I used to. I MC programs and do different things. I always like the ones where they pay me. I really like those, y'all.
Those are good.
Oh, those are the best kind. You know, because we're involved in music festivals, mm-hmm. music events, the coordination of those, mm-hmm. the wheeling and dealing with these people with, you know, to try to get them at a good rate and mm-hmm. trying to get everything and to raise money in a city that has 1,800 nonprofits.
Oh, we got a just an unbelievable number of folks.
When I heard that at a board meeting, I was I'm on two boards. When I heard that at the meeting the other day, I almost fell over because I'm like, now how are you supposed to compete in a city like this with 799 other? It's almost impossible.
It's very difficult, and I think at this time of year, because so many people, and this is one of those wonderful things about being in Nashville and having, I think, such a philanthropic bedrock that gives us the capacity to have that many nonprofits, is that as you think about giving, choosing from that list can be very challenging.
Well, and that's what one of the things that I have had to balance in my mind is that people are mainly giving. I'm watching the giving cycles. They're mainly giving in areas where they see immediate impact, like somebody's health or the safety of the children. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the radio station is way down along the we're down at the very bottom of their list, you know. But when I can look at our information for the year and say that we did direct services to 187 nonprofits in Nashville and churches and community, we did.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything. So, I mean, we're helping them to message and to do things.
I mean, that's the thing is, if we did not have WFSK, there would be a megaphone into the community that would just go silent.
Well, for one thing, you'd have to spend some money elsewhere.
Right.
Because they're not doing this stuff for free.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that's what, you know, sometimes I question my own sanity. I do. I'm like, you must be out your mind. Because it's very tough. And when I heard the number 1,800, I was like, I'm about to kill over.
But think about it. There's not a what's the 411 on other stations.
Well, you're right
city,
about
right?
that.
You know, so.
You're right about that. Oh, you're right about that. Thank you. That's true.
It is true. I mean, that is just simply true.
Yeah. You know, I started this show in corporate media. And when the university.
My guess is that corporate media couldn't handle it.
Well, I had to tone it down. You know, because my first through fourth or fifth Christmas party was there, and it was toned way down. There was no in the studio singing. No.
Yeah.
I had a breakfast afterwards.
You get to have, you know, you get to put your personal touch on
things. Oh, yeah. To me, it's like we're sitting in the heart and soul of the community. You know this district better than anybody because you live in it.
I wouldn't say I know it better than anybody, but I know it pretty well.
Yeah.
There are some folks here that have a lifetime more of experience than I do. I mean, I make my best effort to know as much as I can.
Well, that's because you're the councilman here. And you have that, you know, you have to know it.
I have to.
I mean, you know, there's parts of this district that none of us probably know connected to the downtown area that you know. And you speak for us. But as far as, you know, just I've been working on this historic project for the station on the station's behalf simply because I feel that somebody has to tell our story. We're going to tell our own story. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody from somewhere else telling the story. I'm here in it every day.
You have lived so much of that history.
So I'm going to tell the radio station story. I'm conducting research. It's taking me a lot longer because I'm a team of one. But this radio station is a blessing to Nashville.
It absolutely.
Unbelievable blessing.
And I had told you before that I'm, you know, for a period of years, I sort of grew up over here because my dad used to DJ over here.
Absolutely.
Right?
So this station has touched everybody.
It really has.
So we might as well touch the councilman too, because all your predecessors have been here, and all mayors have now officially, you know, every single mayor for 18
years.
It's an
amazing tradition.
It is. So he'll sing next year. He doesn't know that yet, okay?
Whether or not he's listening right now.
Right. He'll get the message by sometime next year.
Because,
see, you could tell him. You know, he probably just thought it was me and
just a couple other people.
Yeah, that's why I want everybody to say who's here.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, we had three or four that left and went to 8 o'clock service.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were having church here. So we have a preacher and we had a choir. And I got a collection plate in my office. So we're having, for all intents and purposes, this is church.
Well, it is full of the Christmas spirit.
It is. Now, Gary's going to sing in just a second. But before that happens, Can you tell us what does Christmas mean to you?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's such an interesting thing how it changes as you grow up, right? Mm-hmm. So as a kid, you know, my brother and I, it was like we were race cars revving our engines to just run down the stairs and see what was under the tree and see what Santa had brought. And then now, you know, raising two little girls of my own and kind of there, you know, it's funny because now my older daughter has gotten very into Christmas music. But I think about it now.
How old is she?
She is 8 years old, pushing nine, so kind of amazing. I still can't believe she is in third grade at this point.
I know.
I was asked just a few weeks ago what I wanted for my birthday, and I was like, you know, I don't.
When was your birthday?
December 9th. So just,
you are kidding.
Nope. So celebration right here in this month.
Oh, happy birthday. That was like Monday.
Yeah, it was last Monday, so.
Oh, we're going to spank you before you leave.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. But you know, in thinking about that, I mean, I have to be honest. My life has basically been one long blessing, right? I had great parents. I have a great brother. He's got his own family. I've got two healthy, happy little girls.
Yeah.
And and thinking about that birthday question, it was like, I don't want anything. And so now for me, Christmas, again, and reflecting on that blessing is where are the ways to participate in that the spirit of the season that is about giving and about ensuring that everybody is able to receive some form of blessing.
Amen. Amen. And as you were saying, racing down the stairs, I can remember a few days of doing
that. I mean,
that.
It was, you had to hold each of us back from one another because each of us wanted to be first, you know, right over to that scene. And, you know, again, like, you know, we grew up in a household where the year itself was not necessarily resplendent with things, but somehow my parents managed to find a way to generally get that one thing off our list every year. And, you know, and I know that can be hard for a lot of families.
Definitely.
And so especially now, I think, all right, how can we make as many wishes as possible come true at this time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So some of the next song is a Christmas standard, a favorite of many people because the word favorite is in it. And that kind of reminds me of the story that you just told. So, Gary, you did pick the perfect song. And you're going to sing for us this morning, My Favorite Things. Gary Birnbaum.
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages, see them tied up with string. These are just a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells, a schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I am feeling so sad, I simply remember my favorite things. And then I don't feel so bad, and I don't feel so sad. These are a few of my favorite things. Are a few of my favorite things.
girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling so sad, I simply remember my favorite things. And then I don't feel so bad, and I don't feel so sad at all. These are a few of my favorite things. Yes, these are a few of my favorite things. Raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. These are a few of my favorite things. My favorite things. My favorite things.
Everybody's like, why aren't you coming? Why aren't you?
You can still do the show.
Oh, X, don't turn my mic on until you tell me. Okay? Now, you know I get to yakking and yakking and yakking. Okay, shut up. Don't do that. I saw my red light up. And I said, oh, Jesus.
That's not one of her favorite things.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I was just describing my non-favorite thing.
That's when the dog bites.
And, I've already told the listeners all for the last 2 weeks that, you know, we've been, this building has not had any technology for 2 weeks. So that's why I were exhausted, you know, having to pedal and catch up.
No, I've raised the issue with you because I had somebody listen on the live
stream. They're like, what's wrong with y'all stream? We would like to have that fixed too. There's 150,000 people that listen to us online. And it's just like turning the lights off to that. I just break down and just cry because I knew how long it took for us to accumulate them.
Oh, yeah.
So they got some stuff back. But that stream is not back. And, you know, I'm just, because I had the provider, he contacted me. He's like, Sharon, y'all one of our favorites on the thing. I said, I know. I'm sorry. You know, but where were we in this world before we had technology?
It's very different.
So we went back to the Stone Age all weekend.
Sharon, who do I need to send a letter to?
The president. He's the one that makes it happen. No, I mean, I just, you know, I don't know but I wish that they, because it has been overwhelming, the crush of people calling me and texting and emailing. And, I can only front for so long. I mean, you know, seriously. Because they know they can't get through. They know they can't, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and it's being worked on. I just don't know when it's done. So, when it's done, y'all go back to listen online. And we're recording this, Brock, this to replay back next week. So you all will be able to hear it.
And they can get it on your podcast.
Yeah, they can. Because also, I have a podcast. Y'all can hear it on the podcast. Councilman, you can tell them they can listen on a podcast. You know, we podcast.
I mentioned that we're recording this one.
Yeah. Sharon Kay's got a podcast of the shows, so you can, anything you miss. So now, Gary, can y'all give Gary a hand, please? Because he did so great. Thank you. Yeah. Gary, you sing better than I think some people thought. I mean, you know, because it was just so crisp and clear, you know. Not that you're not, but I'm just saying, it just sounded like the record.
Yeah, it sounded like
so much.
Yeah.
Well, and I do have to thank Dave Ferris on the piano for that, my L.A. accompanist. He just did a beautiful job in setting this up for me.
Yeah. So, Ellen, I'm thinking maybe that I'm going to look up on the stuff from the first, and I'm going to see his name on your stuff. Where's Ellen at?
She's still
okay. I'm thinking that you might be singing down there one day.
I would love to.
I'm just thinking. Okay, because that was gorgeous. It really was. Because Ellen knows people.
Ellen, you're my new best friend.
No, it's just amazing how, you know, she's been such a jewel to the First Center. And they're blessed to have her in that warm personality. And we have a long-time relationship with them as a result of her. So I'm grateful. Now, everybody that's here, did you guys having good food and fun and all that?
Yes.
Professor Wallace?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. he said that like torture. Like, what, Sharon? What?
No. just checking out the music. Just
oh, okay. Oh, you're practicing in your mind, aren't you?
In my head.
Okay. How the men do? How do you ladies think the men did that? They do okay.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give a hand. Men.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And how do you all think you sounded today?
We'll find out. Yeah. It's the thought that counts.
Right. Now, can I just tell y'all how shocked I was that the mayor called? Okay. I was like, when I saw the note and I saw which line was ringing, I'm like, I didn't give that one out today. I wonder who that one is. So I didn't, you know, because I know that specific line is the hotline. And
well, let's truth be told. Yeah. The mayor knows. The mayor knows.
Lean down so he can hear you.
The mayor knows who has has an outreach into the community.
Well.
And it would be remiss of anybody, much less myself, for not being here, that he would not at least extend the offer through, you know, being here through a phone call, even an ailment.
Well,
so
let me say that I had to work on this up until the very close of business on Friday, so I didn't know it was going to actually happen. I haven't read my emails yet. But because he's new, he didn't know. And his staff probably isn't aware of how we do stuff here. We're fun, aren't we, councilman?
Every time.
Say yes to the microphone.
Every single time.
Okay. That's like being heard. And he didn't know, because all other mayors for 18 years have come. And no pressure, you know, they've either come or called. I think Megan Berry, remember one year, I remember you were here that first year. She rang the bells. When she physically came over, she got all the bells. And we let that be her official job, was the bell ringer. And then, Carl Dean, he was not singing, but he was present. And all the others that have been in the position. So, Councilman, this is your fourth, fifth time?
It's either fourth or fifth.
Okay. Because your daughter was a baby.
Yeah.
And she's in the third grade now, so time flies. And Erica, you look exactly the same, so yeah.
Oh, you are too kind. Yeah. I will get you your $20 right after we finish this podcast. Thank you.
And Regina Lawrence, I don't know if you heard me earlier. When I happened to mention, I said, oh, Lord, she's been knowing me long time. Stories. Don't you tell, girl. Don't you tell.
I want to hear that.
No, she came to my wedding when I was married to my ex-husband.
Yes.
Now, that's some ancient history right there, okay?
Well, you brought it up. I did.
She came to Kansas to our wedding before I moved to Nashville.
Wow.
And I have been living in Nashville since 1986. So, about 35 years ago.
Yes.
And we still look the same too, baby. Okay.
Yes.
And my dear, sweet Juanita Beauregard, I've been knowing, she's here for everything, since and forever. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to church together, Miss Brown, Juanita, and her family, and me. We all went to the same church. So we working for Jesus. When you see us together, we working for the Lord, aren't we, ladies?
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Amos Jackson, where's Reverend Pat at?
Oh, she's taking care of them.
Oh, family. Yes. Pat's with the family. Okay. And my dear precious Lisa Spales. Lisa, lean down and say the name of your organization.
Oh, my God.
Come on, baby.
There are several, but I'll just talk about the main one.
Okay.
Laughter is the Best Medicine, Health and Arts Program under LAS, Therapy Network. But I'll also plug the Cremona Strings Free String Music Education Program.
Okay. Now, I'm sure it's okay if I say this, come back. there was news, the mayor mentioned it earlier about Mrs. Gentry.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we've lost a matriarch.
Lean down.
Unfortunately, we've lost a matriarch here in Nashville, Tennessee. I call her Mama, Mrs. Carrie Gentry, who is the mother of Howard Gentry, our criminal court clerk. And let's send out our prayers.
Definitely.
And make sure that we reach out to the family.
Definitely. Definitely. And his mother wrote a book, and she was on the show. She's been on the show a couple times.
And she's just extraordinary.
Yeah, definitely.
And such a leader in the civil rights history
Absolutely.
Of the city of Nashville.
Absolutely.
And just such a treasure.
Yeah.
Such a treasure.
Yeah. So we send a love out to him.
And so beautiful and so present all the time.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And we send a love out to the family, to them, during this holiday season. It's a lot. It's a traumatic loss to lose a loved one during the holiday season. So Howard and the family, you know, we send you love. And our prayers and condolences are with you at this time. And Tennille, I love you. Girl, I have forgot, you know, my brain. You know, if you don't get an invitation from me, just show up. Would you? Don't stress me out. I'm just like, just come. Ain't that right, Regina Lawrence?
Right,
okay,
right.
Just show up. You know Sharon Kay got the damage. I mean, you know, I'm tired. We've been in the no technology zone for 2 weeks. I don't even know who I was. And who did I leave out? The Wiggins, Whitworth Wigginses? John and Ramona are my preciouses. I love them very much, and I thank them for everything. Is that everybody? Who'd I leave out? Okay, that's it. Ask what you want for Christmas. Don't be saying money.
I would like to see this country come together.
Would you?
I would.
Do you want to see the United States come together?
I would like to see it come together. We're living in dangerous times in the United States with the way
that's what
our
you want for
divided.
Christmas.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Okay.
As a former veteran and a person who served, I see, you know, we need to come together.
Okay. All right. I just want peace and love. Okay. Then we can't
Amen.
Come together.
Yeah.
Peace and love. That's it. That's what I'm all about. Now, Gary, what are you going to lead us in, please?
Okay. First of all, I do want to thank you, and I want to thank the X-Man and Jazzy 88 for making me feel so good in coming here from L.A. to Nashville and being a part of an important part of Nashville.
Absolutely.
Just thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
And now to answer your question, we're going to do the first Noel, Joy to the World. And we're going to end it with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay, and as you all exit, please say Merry Christmas to someone who you are, and Merry Christmas to someone as you go out the door, as you all exit, and then we're going to close up the shop. Ready, Gary?
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Wish Merry Christmas to.
I'm Tennille, and I want to wish a Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
Come on.
Erica Latham with Addiction Campuses want to wish a big Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the city of Nashville and everyone at Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Kent Wallace from the Department of Physics. I wish Merry Christmas to my mother, my extended family, my friends, and to the city of Nashville.
Where's your mom?
Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm friends with Sharon Kay. We've been friends for 35 years. And Merry Christmas to my dad, who just turned 86 years old.
Oh, what's dad's name? What's his name?
His name is A.C. Lawrence.
All right, Mr. Lawrence. Yes.
Well, Sharon, I'm going to echo Gary a little bit and say thank you so much for bringing me into the WFSK family. Definitely. Merry Christmas to you and X, this whole chorus, and obviously to District 19, and of course my family.
All right, all right, all right.
Martha J. Brown, hostess of the Green Room. Merry Christmas to my family and all my lovely, beautiful friends in Nashville, Tennessee.
And you look so beautiful today. Gorgeous. I'm going to have to borrow that.
Juanita Beauregard, a hostess in training.
In training. You'll never get trained, Juanita.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm Ellen Pryor with the Frist Art Museum, and Merry Christmas to the entire Jazzy 88 family, and you are family. And happy holidays to everybody in Nashville.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. My name is Lisa Spells, and I greet everyone around the world with the best of God's blessings and the mercies of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ramona Wiggins, Merry Christmas, Nashville, and I want to wish my mother, Donna, and my father, Walter Whitworth, a Merry Christmas.
And when will we see the photos? Soon?
Soon.
Okay. Coming soon.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Brumberg. What everybody else said goes, and I wish everybody a very healthy and hearty 2020. Take care.
Amen.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, Nashville. Merry Christmas to my wife, Pat, our mom and dad, Streeter, mom, Mary Jackson, and to all our children. Merry Christmas to Mrs. K and Mr. X-Man. Thank you so much for everything that you have done for not only us, but for the city of Nashville. And we wish the city, the state, the nation Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. My name is John Wiggins, and Merry Christmas to Sharon Kay and my mother, Ms. Vera Sims, and to my family, and to all the family members of 88.1.
Merry Christmas, Nashville. You all have a very blessed and highly favored holiday season. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to celebrate another of your birthdays, because Jesus is the reason for the season.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
Hi, and happy holidays. This is pianist Tom Grant, and you're listening to Sharon Kay on WFSK.